This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, February 16, 2024. Still moving along on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph 17a, the third section, the blue text. So this, the first line just spells out the end of yesterday's thought, right? And that is according to Beis Hillel, the Imlav, if you don't have, if you're not a poshe Yisrael begufan, you didn't sin with your body, and you're, you know, 50-50, you're Benoni. So then Rav Chesed, then Hashem is merciful, Mate Klape Chesed, he'll tilt the scales towards mercy, you don't have to go to Gehenna. Ba'aleim Amar David, that's what David says, Ahavti, right, Ki Yishma Hashem. Loved it that Hashem listened to me. Right, so that just finishes up yesterday's thought. So Darash Rava. Now Rava says, "My dechsev." What does it mean when it says, "Ahavti"? Right? I love Hashem, ki yishma Hashem, because Hashem listens to me. Amar Amra Knesset Yisrael lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the Jewish people say before Hashem, right? Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Eimasai Ani Ahuva Lefanecha. When am I beloved before you? Bizman Sha'ata Shemer Kol Tachnunai. When you hear the sounds of my supplication. Right, Dalosi Veli Yehoshia, I am poor, but you save me, you redeem me. Afal Pisha Dala Animin HaMitzvos, even though I'm poor in the realm of mitzvos, I don't have as many as I should. Lina Elohoshia, right, you're good to us and I'm worthy of salvation. Now comes the question, right, so we've been pushing it off till now, and as promised, Poshe Yisrael Begufan Mainihu. What does it mean that you're a sinner of Israel with your body? And remember, it comes with that some very, very harsh repercussions. And the answer here is surprising. Amar Rab, Rab says, Karkafta de lo manach tefillin. It is a skull that does not have tefillin placed upon it. That's tough, right? I mean, you don't put on tefillin, you're gone for all eternity. Yikes. Poshe umos ha'olam megufan. Now, what about the sinners of the world with their body? That can't be not putting on tefillin because they're not commanded to put on tefillin. So, amarav ba'avera. Now, that's with regard to sinning with your body, and that generally has a sexual connotation. B'shenasnu chititam be'eretz chayim, right? Did you put your fear upon the land of the living? So Amar Rav Chisda ze Parnas Amatel Ema Yisera Latzibo Shalol Hashem Shamayim. Right, the Parnas was the one who collected money, took care of people, whatever it was, who places additional fear on the Tzibor for the wrong intentions, not for the purpose of heaven. Right, you frighten the people. That also is somewhat of a harsh judgment, but okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav says, Rav Yehuda Marav, Kol Parnes Hamatil Ema Yisera Alatzim Shelo L'Shem Shamayim. Any one of these Parnasim who goes ahead and instills unnecessary fear for the wrong reasons upon the Tzibur, Eino Roa Ben Talmud Chacham. You'll never see a son who is a Talmud Chacham. Shenemar, as it says, right, Lachen Yireuhu Anashim. Right, a person that is feared by other people, people will fear him. Lo yireh kol chachmei leib, he will not see. We're reading this as he will not see chachmei leib in his future progeny, wise of the heart, that we're saying are talmidei chachamim. Now comes a fascinating question. We'll begin it today. We'll continue it next Monday. Beis Hillel Omrim V'Rab Chesed. Beis Hillel says Hashem is compassionate. He's willing to forgive and not get us punished. They want to know the mechanism, right? Mate Klape Chesed, Hashem inclines towards Chesed. Hechi Avin. It's a fascinating question. How does he do it? Right? What is, again, the mechanism by which Hashem can subvert justice, if you will? That's a harsh way to say it, but that's really what the Gemara wants to know. So Rabbi Lezer Omer Kovcho, right? Lichbosh is to conquer it, like he conquers his inclination to punish. Shenemar, Yashub Yurachameu Yichbosh Avonotenu. Right? Hashem will have rachamim, and he will be kovish our sins. Right? He will subdue, push them down, if you will. And that's the mechanism. Come back next week. We'll see this argument. We'll continue this discussion on Monday, but this concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back. Join me on Monday.